الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا، هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيما. We were discussing the various ways of easily remembering Allah Ta'ala. And on that, the various occasions that come in a person's daily life, then he should remember Allah Ta'ala. When beginning anything, say Bismillah. But unfortunately, we are very, very neglectful of it. So much so, according to us, Bismillah is only when we are eating food. But that also we don't read. Vast, by and large, whether whichever gathering it is, you'll hardly find. Very seldom you'll find somebody reading his Bismillah. And the barakat of Bismillah, it is such a thing on whatever and everything we should read it. When you get up, read Bismillah. When you sit, Bismillah. When you enter your house, Bismillah. When you leave your house, everything we should say Bismillah. By the barakat of it, Allah grants all the goodness in there. And Allah Ta'ala saves from all the harm just by reading Bismillah. It is narrated in the virtues of the Bismillah that there was a person who was a hypocrite, a munafiq. He wasn't a mu'min, but he behaved like a mu'min. So, and his wife was a true, genuine believer. And everything she read, Bismillah, all the du'as, and he disliked it. Being a munafiq, he didn't like her reading it. So to humiliate and disgrace her, like it happens in every home, he brought some money, amanat, whatever, and he told her, keep it for safekeeping. When I need it, I'll ask you for it. So she said Bismillah, and she put it on its place, safely, wherever, in the cupboard, whatever it might be. And then he noticed, he looked where she put it, and when she was not around, he removed it from there. Then after some time, he asked her for it. And she, in her normal habit, she again said Bismillah, and she put her hand there. Allah Ta'ala did not endure that she's taking my name, and now she's going to be humiliated, and she's going to be in problem. Wherever her husband had hidden it away, from there Allah immediately transferred it here. She took it out and she gave it to him. He was completely amazed and shocked, and that made him make tawbah, and he realized the reality. So Bismillah has got great, great power. It even makes a person to come out of his nifaq and hypocrisy. So much of benefit there is in Bismillah. So all the various occasions we were discussing, then we came to the situation of Adhan, that we should give reply to Adhan. And on that we discussed for more details of Adhan. And then further, we also mentioned that when somebody gives us salam, that also there are etiquettes of it, that somebody conveys salams to you. First of all, when somebody tells you, give salam to somebody. It shouldn't be that we normally, our habit is, we tell that person, wa alaykum as-salam. He didn't give us salam. His salam to us will be separate. But just if they give so and so salam, we say, wa alaykum as-salam. We should say, inshallah. He has asked us to convey that salam to somebody. So the correct thing there to say, inshallah, I will do it. I intend to do it. And by saying inshallah, you also are not promising. And in case you do forget or something, you are not responsible. Because salam is one of the biggest gifts that a person can give to somebody. Some buzurg was on his travels, and he came to a town, and he used to meet all the buzurgs. Alhamdulillah, so nice to hear some of our students in the break, they went to meet all the ulama everywhere. Allah give us also tawfiq. That is how we should spend our holidays. Go and see the buzurgs. We are going to see animals. Animals, what we going to benefit? We go and see, meet the buzurgs. We meet the ulama, stay in their company, take advice, benefit from them, take advices from them. So, this buzurg was also traveling, and in that town, the buzurg of the town, he met him, he stayed with him, benefited from him, and then he explained also, now I'm going ahead to the next town. So that buzurg said, there is also another buzurg, my friend. So convey my salams to him. And he didn't take it so much to heart, like unfortunately many of us also, when we are asked to convey salams, we don't really convey the salams. So anyway, when he got there, he met that buzurg, spoke, he explained, I'm coming from that town. Then he asked him, you met so and so buzurg? He said, yes. Then he said that he always sends a present for me. Didn't he send a present for me? He said, no, he didn't send any present. So when he interrogated him a bit more, he started feeling awkward that maybe he's feeling that he sent something, some material thing, and I'm not giving it to him. Then he asked him, didn't he send salam? He said, yes, yes, yes. Salam he did send. So he said, that is the biggest gift. And really if we go and see, just salam. As-salamu alaykum, peace be upon you. If peace cannot be on a person without deen being in a person. So it entails that may deen be in you. That afiyat and salamati, no illness, no fight, no financial constraints, nothing. Everything is in salamati. So what a great gift it is. But we don't even, if somebody gives us salam also, we just like bypass it also. We don't really appreciate it. That somebody, and who has sent the salam, that also we should see. If it is some pious person, how much more? Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sent salams for us. We should say, alaykum wa alayhimus salam. All who brought the salam and who sent it, salam on all those people. And who brought it? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam till today, what great muhaddithin, what great pious, righteous ulama. And that salam has come to us, but normally we won't even reply to that salam. So salam is a very, very great gift of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we should, when somebody says, convey my salams to somebody, we should say, inshallah. And we should try and take the proper due care to convey those salams. And when somebody gives us salams, then we should also say, alayka. Give him also salams. Wa alayhimus salam. Salams on you and salams on those people who send the salam. According, if it's a female, alayki. Wa alayhinna. Whatever the condition is. Otherwise, we can just use the masculine word. We don't know the Arabic. And we just say, alayka wa alayhimus salam. We send the person who brought the salam, we appreciate from him also. And her also, and who sent the salams also. And if we really, the salam is such a thing Allah Ta'ala has made in namaz when we read with jamaat, all our namazes. But with jamaat namaz, when we say assalamu alaikum, it has, Allah has made it that bond for us, and that love relationship for us, and that thing to bind for the Muslim ummah. That when you make salam on your right side, you are saying peace upon all of you. And by that, the whole ummah bonds and their hearts join to one another. And when we make salam the other side also, all on this side. And which side the imam is, on that side the imam also. So the salam is a very great thing which Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala has given us. And in namaz, not only salam, wa rahmatullah. And the rahmat, the peace of Allah Ta'ala. Rahmat has been defined by many ulama in different ways. And putting it all together, it still is not, does not fulfill the rights of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And all that we are given, deen Allah has made it very easy, very cheap, very easily accessible. And as the famous saying goes, Mali muft dile be raham. What we get for nothing, we don't appreciate. This deen we got for nothing. We were born in Muslim homes. And it is so easy for us that we don't appreciate it. And what is hard to get, for that we work hard. For this dunya, to get the dunya, which is nothing, but so hard to work for it, that we are prepared to do. And the deen which is so easy and so great reward, like for example, it takes 2 seconds or less than 2 seconds to say, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan bima huwa ahlu. Just hardly 2 seconds, and you have earned the reward of 70 farishtas, 70 angels, getting tired, not only writing, getting tired, recording the reward for 1,000 days. That is for about 3 years. So 70 angels. And Allah's accounting system is not some outdated primitive system. It is where man will never reach. So imagine that 70 farishtas in that system are writing the reward for 1,000 days, 3 years, and they are getting tired, so much it is. So just in 2 seconds we can earn that, but that doesn't appeal to us. And to earn much, much less of this dunya, we will work so hard, so hard. The dua, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أحدا ثمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. At the most 3 seconds and 2 million thawabs. The dunya, you can never earn 2 million in 2 seconds. And even if you earn it, it's in this dunya, it's paper money. And the thawabs of akhirat will be forever and ever with you. And here in this dunya, even if you use your 2 million, when you use it, it gets less, it gets finished. But in akhirat, the thawabs are such, they don't get less. You just have to have it there, and for whatever, there will be shopping, etc. also. Your status also will be according to your bank balance there. And it won't get finished. It will be forever and ever. So easy, but we don't appreciate. Bismillah, there are 19 letters in Bismillah. And there are 19 farishtas, angels, the chief main angels over Jahannam, who control all the affairs of Jahannam. If a person reads Bismillah 19 times a day, Allah saves him from the fire of Jahannam. If he dies that day, he will be completely saved from the fire of Jahannam. So we should be very keen and eager to complete our quota of 19. Whatever, we get up from the bed, Bismillah. We take a step, Bismillah. And the dua also before going to the toilet, first should be Bismillah, and then Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. When we come out also, first Bismillah, then Alhamdulillah alladhi aafani mimma Alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba annil adha wa aafani. So Bismillah, we should try and complete our quota. Similarly, a person who makes 20 times a day salam and he passes away, he will go straight to Jannah. So there also we should try to be very eager to complete our quota of 20 salams as soon as possible. Wherever we get the opportunity, make sure we make salam and that we can complete the quota. So in this way, we can be making the zikr of Allah easily in abundance. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu zkuru Allah, O people, remember Allah. And Allah, our Shaykh Dam Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, it is only the name of Allah that has got that effect, that you take the ism, the name, and the musamma, the being, the person is also there. For example, we are sitting here, I take my wife's name. If I take my wife's name, she's not going to be here now. I take my son's name, who's in Jamaat, for example. I'm thinking about him, missing him, I take his name, he won't be here. But Allah's name, you just take it and Allah is there. All the time Allah is there, but now with more attention. Allah is there by you now even more greater. It's only Allah. You can be longing and pining for your wife, your beloved, and you singing the name with Mary tunes and everything is not going to bring them there to you. They may be fast asleep where they are. And in fact, if you have got, maybe your beloved is busy involved with somebody else, while you are here taking the name of your beloved with so much of relish, and there she is involved with somebody else perhaps. But Allah, as soon as you take, so Udhkurullah, one place, a few places, Allah says, Wadhkurisma Rabbi, take the name of your Allah. As soon as you take the name of Allah, the Musamma, Allah is there by you. So, Ya ayyuhal ladheen, and with whom Allah is, what more does that person want? And the ease, one of the easiest ways to get Allah with you is by making the zikr. And to make the zikr of Allah, you don't need wudu. If you have wudu, even better. Even if you are not part, you can still make the zikr of Allah. But be part, stay part, don't stay na part. So the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you can take it. You don't have to be facing qibla. You don't have to be in a masjid. You don't have to wait for a certain time. There is no like makruh time, like for example zawal time, etc. You can be making the zikr of Allah all the time. And Allah says only for the zikr of Allah, all the ibadat, even iman, even namaz, for no other ibadat, Allah says do it in abundance. Only for zikr, uzkurullah, zikran kathira, and Allah's abundance. One is, we say something, a lot of rain today. According to us, it's a lot. But Allah, in His treasure, what is kathira? How much that zikr should be? And then, after that, the zikr had to be so much. With it, wasabbihuhu وَسْبُكْرَةً وَأَصِيرًا, and read the tasbih of Allah, mornings and evenings. Dhikr also so much, the tasbih of Allah also so much. So, and the tasbih of Allah Ta'ala, Subhanallah, the Baqiyatus, this family is such a Mubarak family. The Baqiyatus Salihah, the Tasbihati Fatimi, the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, and La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This whole family, what a family it is. And with all this, how much we can be engaged in the remembrance of Allah. And if we just pay a little attention, we'll actually feel the sweetness on our tongues and in our hearts also. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah, says, I noted personally that how many of my buzurgs, somebody else is making zikr and water comes in their mouth. Like we just smell biryani, we smell roast, we smell a bride, and water comes in our mouth for them for the zikr of Allah. And for us, unfortunately, somebody else makes zikr and our head pains. Our stomach pains. We are so allergic to zikr. And we feel it that this is a big bidah. And many people think that making the zikr of Allah is a big bidah. Reading Durood Sharif, and especially in abundance, is a bidah. Where have we gone? And these are such noble practices done in the correct way. What great, great value they have got. When or the consequences of that is when we make the zikr of Allah in abundance, the thought will come to mind that now I won't get time for my dunya's work. I have to go shop, I have to do this, I have to do that. I can't do my work. So Allah says, you don't have to worry. When you make the zikr, وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ, Allah sends His special mercies upon you. And when Allah's mercies come upon you, He will see to all your needs. Much more better than what you could see to your needs, Allah will see to much more better needs. You could buy a car of half a million rand. Allah will give you a chauffeur driven of 2 million rand. You just have to make the zikr of Allah. You turn to Him and see what and what Allah will do for you. But you just do it sincerely. You are paying your rental, Allah will give you a palace to stay and you'll collect rentals from other people. You won't have to be paying rental. And you won't even have to go and collect, you'll just see it coming in your account. And you'll be surprised when you just open your account that you're just getting notices all the time. So much deposited, so much deposited. Allah's mercy, but we haven't tested, we haven't tasted it. And we're not going in that direction. The dunya, that we got conviction on dunya. And on deen, we got all doubts. That is why we're not doing it. If we had that yaqeen, then there won't be any doubt. And we will do it, and we will see the results also. And it isn't just the talking of mind. The time of the Sahaba, Allahu Akbar. For like what we say, rags to riches. What were the condition of the Sahaba? In what poverty? Everything. But when they brought deen, when deen came in their lives, they ruled the world. The crowns of the kings of Persia and Rome came and fell at their feet. They kicked it like a football. It had no value in their eyes. The crowns which used to be on the kings, heads of the kings, they had no value. They just threw it around. It had no value. Now, Allah reward those people who calculated what amount of money they used to have compared to our times. It's mind-boggling. And they, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what a huge amount she gets. And immediately she starts distributing, gives us so much to so much, so much to so much. Then close towards Maghrib, her slave girl who was with her and going to give to all. She said, had you kept a little bag, we could have bought some meat for iftari today. She said, had you spoken earlier, perhaps you could think of keeping a little bit back. But now it's all. After having so much, nothing for iftari for themselves. Hey, that was their condition. So Allah Ta'ala will give if we bring deen. We haven't understood what this deen is. For us, deen is too difficult. Then deen is too hard to practice. And it is too strict and too difficult. It's the greatest boon and the greatest bonanza, whatever you can think. There are no words to explain what this deen is. And we take dunya. A person saves his whole year money to go on a holiday for 1 week or so. So the whole year he saved money. He worked hard to become lazy for 1 week. He worked overtime and he saved money that I must save up for my holiday, and holiday now is lazy. Just to be lazy for 1 week, which is so unhealthy for a person also. Allah has kept a natural system, like schools, for example, they have a sports day, 1 day in the year. You don't need exercise 1 day in a year. Every day you're normal watching, and the walking is the best. So our work also, your daily sleep is required. You sleep, have your sleep patterned properly and sleep according to that. You don't need a holiday. And the irony of it again is when you come back from your holiday, I'm too tired. Now I need at least 2 days rest before I can think of anything. So all this is making us stupid, completely stupid. And those who can afford it, you'll see adverts, fly now, pay later. Or you see a ship cruising, going on a world cruise, that go now and you can pay later. Now you go and spoil yourself, spoil, literally the word, you spoil yourself. Not that you enjoying, you spoiling yourself, and now to spoil yourself, you have to work for 12 months now. 18 months you have to now pay off debt to spoil yourself, to destroy yourself, now you go and pay up money. The minute a person moves from deen is that great gift which we feel is too hard. The Sahaba practice it, and to what minute detail. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Azzu alayha bin nawajid," When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, hold firmly to it. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, وَإِن نَتْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ, in small matters, just my dressing now, and just my which animal I'm mounting, or whether I'm leading the animal or I'm mounting it, in those matters, if we seek anything else besides Islam, Allah will disgrace us once more. And today we just can't seem to see the humiliation which we are going through. A woman writes, going through the security at the airport, just because she had niqab, burqa, etc. They did a body search and handled her badly. A 10-year-old daughter also. And there is an article out that if you are, your head is covered, be ready for a body search. And then she says, I saw all others with hats, English hats and some, all that, no body search. But to be like a Muslim, now body search. Now they can't tolerate all this, our deen. So Allah has given us this deen, which is a perfect deen. And for us it is to maintain this deen. And every person, for example, those who don't make namaz, non-Muslims for example, for them the thought of five times namaz is impossible, that you're not going to be doing anything else. Muslims who are Muslims, but they don't make their namaz, they say, namaz, oh, very, very difficult. Where are you going to get the time? But a namazi, it's no deal in his life. He just makes it, it's normal, just like flowing water. As the water is flowing, his times come and he makes his namaz. There is no big deal. How much we make effort for deen, the deen will come and the right deen will come. And Allah will give us this honor in this deen. When the Sahaba have achieved this, when there was, their attitude was that, أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَاُولَيْ حُمَقَى, one sunnah of my Nabi alayhi, and what sunnah, just the food that fell out of the plate, that I will clean and I will eat it, and to leave out that one sunnah. But today we must have an easy deen. Sunnahs, you must just bypass them, don't pay attention to sunnah. What you stressing and what you sweating, all the small stuff. Hey, miswak is, what you say, why are you making miswak a big thing? Why are you making this a big thing? I haven't understood what this deen which Allah has given us. And this is that munafaqat which is in us. Because we have been led in the wrong direction, we think that this dunya things. Anyway, so huwa alladhi, Allah will send special mercies. Wa malaikatuhu, and the malaika also. One sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, another sahabi asked him, how is it I see? When you enter your house, farishtas are making dua for you. When you're coming out of your house, farishtas are making dua for you. When you get up, farishtas are there making dua. They are helping you up. When you sit down, they are there to make dua. He says, no big deal. You just make the dhikr of Allah. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ, the farishtas will be making dua for you at every point. Today the deen is too hard for us, because then we'll get the farishtas dua. We want the shaitan's company, then we feel nice. Watching a TV program, going for a holiday, man, woman, mixing everything, cameras are flashing, that would shaitan's company, then we feel nice. But with the malaika with us, and they are protecting us, they are giving us barakat in our things. Allah's rahmat is coming, and that is on the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what a great blessing. Al yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, I completed my ni'mat for you people. This deen of Islam is a great ni'mat. It's not a burden, it's a boon. And it's not a outward picture of deen, the reality of deen. If you have a Coca-Cola bottle, just by way of example, don't even look at a Coca-Cola bottle, even empty, don't look at it. But if it is filled with black vinegar, And you go and take it, and it's a nice, it was in the freezer, chilled it is. And you see it, and with that anticipation, now you pour it in your glass. Or just from the bottle, you put it to your mouth, and black vinegar in there. And hot black vinegar. How won't you feel? So today, we want to give Islam, we want that kind of Islam. Not the Islam which Allah is talking about. Some modern Islam. Some watered down Islam. Some liberal Islam. Some Islam in which all religions are the same. The interfaith. And all this is not that the people are accusing the people that you people are for interfaith. Their own bayanat, their own bayans what they have given, their own words what they have said. Those are quoted that how they are following all that. So not that kind of Islam. The Islam of the Sahaba. The Islam of the Salaf-e-Salihin, the righteous, the pious people. That Islam will give us all this. So then you will get the malaika making dua for you wherever you are. وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ مَلَائِكَتُهُ. And more greater than that also, لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. By the zikr of Allah and the tasbihat of Allah, and in abundance you will be taken out of zulumat. And zulumat, our Shaykh Allah reward him tremendously. He says that is in plural. All types of zulumat, whether it is health problems, financial problems, whether it is you are involved in photography and you don't see it as a zulumat. You see it as some very enlightening enjoyment thing. Watching TV, and not only you watching, whole family, extended family, all mixed neighbors and all are there. And you are passing around the cutlets and you are passing around the chips and the peanuts and the juices and all are talking and laughing. All that is zulumat. Though it seems to us enjoyment, we are enjoying. All are together. The family is still laughing, joking. So somebody is making this comment, that remark. But when it shows its ugly head, then we see the zulumat. So Allah takes us out of all that and we see our path clearly. And min al-zulumat ila nur. Nur singular. One nur, and the nur of Islam, the nur of the Quran, the nur of the hadith. And what a beautiful nur you will be taken out just by making the zikr. And of the various forms of zikr, is zikr, reading our du'as when we get up in the morning. Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana. Going to the toilet. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Starting wudu, bismillah, walhamdulillah. Just read that much. Bismillah, walhamdulillah. As long as your wudu stays, farishtas are making dua for you. Hey, what a great thing. So this is that great, beautiful deen Allah has given us. Very simple, very straightforward. And not only the deen, but in the deen, a very, very high, honorable thing are the sunnahs. And sunnat, Mawlana Abrar al-Haqqab rahmatullah alayhi says, sunnat ka tariqa, ashal tariqa. The easiest way to do anything. If we finding it difficult, something wrong with me. Otherwise, sunnat is ashal. Our sunnat is ajmal, the most beautiful. If I can't see the beauty in sunnat, something very wrong with me. Sunnat ka tariqa, akmal tariqa, the most perfect. Allah give us all tawfiq.